Ha! We're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to talk about cars, car repair, and the new Puzzler.
Okay.
And this was sent in recently, actually, as was the case with the...
This year?
Yeah.
Really?
By a fellow named Aaron Ahuvia. And it's I didn't even have to obfuscate it very much.
No kidding.
Anyway, here we go. My work takes me to Padua, Italy. And one night after work, I went with some friends to dinner in the nearby village of Este. And we had to catch the last train home to Padua at 10:06, but I wasn't worried about time since it was only 9:45 and the train station was only a short walk away. However, after stopping for some gelato, we realized we missed the train, and our host reminded us that because Este had no more trains running to Padua that night, we needed to drive to a nearby town to catch the train.
Yeah.
Never fear, our host announced, I know a shortcut. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the shortcut took us on some backcountry roads that were so small that they were only like one lane wide. And I did ask her what would happen if a car came from the other direction, and she replied that the other guy somehow would get out of the way. Anyway, as this tiny country lane ended, we had to squeeze the car through two giant concrete blocks, which ensured that only the very smallest of vehicles could access the narrow road that we had just been on.
Uh-huh.
And we now found ourselves on the grounds of an enormous cement factory.
This is a very...
Well, you got to pay attention now.
Yeah.
Most of it is just obfuscation.
Of course.
So as we left the factory grounds, our driver apologized for driving on the left-hand side of the road, i.e. the wrong side of the road and the wrong side of what was obviously a two-lane road. And I asked why she was doing that, and she told me she didn't want to damage her car. I thought that was kind of strange. I mean, I wasn't worried. I mean, the road wasn't being used by the cement trucks because the cement factory was closed, but I was puzzled. After all, how could driving on the wrong side of a two-lane road be less damaging to her car? But her explanation made perfect sense. What did she say? Now, if you think you know the answer, write it on the underside of a DeWalt DC 900 KL 36-volt, half-inch, cordless hammer drill driver with nanophosphate lithium-ion battery, three-speed transmission, half-inch self-tightening keyless steel chuck, and, of course, an attractive heavy-duty storage box with my name engraved on it, and send it to Puzzler Tower, Car Talk Plaza, Box 3500, Harvard Square, Cambridge.
Our fair city.
Matt 02238.
Or you can email us your answer from cartalk.com.
But give us a call if you have a car question for us. Our number is 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.